Planning a corporate event in Dubai can be a daunting task, but with careful planning and execution, it can be a successful and memorable experience for all involved. There are a few things to keep in mind when planning a corporate event in Dubai. In this episode, we'll share some tips on how to plan a successful corporate event in Dubai. From finding the right venue to selecting the right activities, we'll help you make sure your event is a hit with your guests. Any business that wants to build lasting relationships, which is crucial for your company's growth, needs to know how to produce professional events. Hosting a corporate affair allows you to strengthen bonds with current clients and partners while developing genuine connections and attracting future ones. Events provide businesses a personal way to build relationships with their target audiences, as well as build brand recognition and loyalty, said Mike Nahorniak, co-founder and CEO of Localist. LinkedIn messages, Facebook status updates, and tweets cannot replace the meaningful connections made through in-person communication. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to planning an event. Every company has different needs and objectives that must be met for an event to be considered successful. Some basic guidelines can help make your next corporate event a success. Whether you're hosting a product launch for 300 people or an employee training for 15, it's key to approach each gathering with an understanding of the basic elements of event management: research, design, planning, coordination, and evaluation. Once an event is broken up into these manageable stages, it is much easier to conceptualize it and pull together the many moving pieces needed to bring it to life. Listen out to the tips on how to plan an event that your attendees won't soon forget. 1. Set goals and objectives. The first and foremost thing you need to take care of is setting a type and objective for your event. Figure out what your corporate event will be about and what its objective will be. Whether it is a team picnic, a team meeting, or anything else, having a proper goal will help you run everything smoothly. The main focus should be the people who attend it, so you should keep their wants and expectations in mind. Make a list of the things your guests would expect and ensure to include them in your event. 2. Set the event's budget. After you have set an objective for your event, it's time to determine your budget. When deciding your budget, you have to consider each possible expense that the event will incur. Put limitations on your budget to restrict yourself from overspending. Minimize your costs and negotiate prices wherever possible. This will help you save a lot when you are allocating resources. 3. Make a list of guests. After planning the budget and setting the objective, it's time to make a list of guests you want to invite. If it's a client-specific event, or create an attractive invitation card for your employees, if it's an internal event. Determining your audience pre-event will help you choose the required equipment and services appropriately. Create unique and innovative cards which look incredible and send them out to your attendees. If your objective is to attain or entertain clients, send the invitations 1 or 2 weeks before the event. 4. Choose a location. Now that you are done with the guest list, choosing a location is the next task. The key is to choose a place that makes the event a memorable one. While doing this, keep your budget in mind. Choose a venue that will appeal to your target audience, one which your employees will appreciate. Moreover, your venue should have a theme that reflects the objective of the event. Choose a valid date by avoiding significant holidays and book the venue days beforehand to avoid any last-minute complications. 5. Spend time on marketing. If your event is an external one, you need to spend time and money on marketing and advertising it. But that doesn't mean that you don't need to market it if your event is an internal one. It is essential to incite excitement in all your attendees building up to the day it is held to create a hit event. Use social media to promote your event and use channels like content creation and email marketing to build excitement among attendees until the day of the event. There are numerous free email marketing services available, as well as a variety of social media automation tools for managing your social media accounts. You can also hire corporate event planners to help you promote your event and help you in the event management process. Events with consistent marketing campaigns will always be unique and more attractive. 6. Make all the arrangements. After getting all of the above done, it is now time to make all the arrangements you need for the upcoming event. Choose a name and theme for your event and arrange all the equipment and things you will need. If you plan an award ceremony, items like gifts, prizes, souvenirs, and certificates should be made ready beforehand. Also, don't forget to make a proper arrangement of necessary things like speakers, microphones, cameras, chairs, tables, projectors, etc. Decide what activities you will include in your event and inform your staff and management about them. It is essential to have activities which involve all your employees. Taking care of all these will ensure that your event runs smoothly without any hassles. 7. Keep track and evaluate. Keep track of your event's budget, goals, venue, and other factors related to it, and ensure that everything is taken care of. You also need to keep track of all the expenses which have been incurred during the event. This is one of the most important aspects of organizing a corporate event. Also, evaluate your event's success by determining if your attendees are enjoying it or not. If not, take feedback and make necessary arrangements to uplift the mood of the attendees. 8. Collect and share ideas. A corporate event is a perfect platform to collect and share great ideas. During the event, find ways to collect ideas from your attendees, improving your company or your products. Some of your employees can conduct a survey or interview attendees during the event to find out what they think about it. This will help you to include innovative ideas in future blog posts or other content. 9. Encourage participation. Promote participation among your attendees and encourage them to have fun and relax. When your attendees are happy, your event is bound to be a success. If it is a product launch, then make sure every attendee takes part in the demo. If it is a team event such as a picnic, make sure every employee participates in the activities conducted. To make sure everyone is engaged, you have to conduct an event that is innovative and exciting. Also, if it is an internal corporate event, you should take out time to appreciate your employees. 10. Network and make connections. Have a dedicated person to greet every guest at the door. A corporate event is a perfect place to meet potential clients and make connections with people. Introduce your employees to your guests and make everyone acquainted. Doing so will bring up opportunities for new relationships and connections. Also, make sure that your attendees have a good time, and remember to have a good time yourself. 11. Follow up after the event. The best way to close out a successful corporate event is to conduct a follow-up after it is over. Thank all the people for attending your event by sending emails. If you are very busy, use pre-made content and emails. Also, post-event emails are a good way to market new products and services. Make connections on social media to build company reputation and attract clients. Conduct surveys among your attendees to gather their input about the event. This will help you to throw a better event next time around.